Shalom and Boker Tov on this, as they would say on the news media. Oh, it's a high news day. Bless the Lord. First, a little housekeeping. There will be no live streaming from Prayer Mountain today at noon. Now, Brenda will be out there, and our local prayers will be gathering there to pray together and then to eat together and have fellowship. But there will be no live streaming because all of our equipment is on its way to Collinsville, Oklahoma, where our Arise Conference at Pastor Chip and Candace's church and that wonderful congregation, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, we are starting an Arise Conference. That means come up to a higher spiritual level this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There will be two meetings each day, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 at night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Brother Rick Renner and I are doing the services. Now, I'm not sure who's going to be speaking when, except for Sunday. And on Sunday morning, Brother Rick Renner will be doing the morning service at a glorious church fellowship, and I will be doing the Sunday night service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, as to the prayer call today, I need to drive down to Oklahoma, and I'm not even packed yet. So we're going to begin that prayer call at 12:05. That will be 5 minutes past the hour Central Time, 12:05, and wherever you are, it will be 5 minutes past the time. And the way we'll get on it is the prayer call. No live streaming. You'll get on it just like you got on this call this morning. Now, I do want to mention that we have an Israel trip coming up, March 19th through 30th. This is a wonderful time to go to Israel. We've got some special things on the docket. We're going to go and visit Miskavam and see what's happened there, where we always looked over into Lebanon. It's been a lot of southern Lebanon, a lot of changes there. It will be the time of the birds. And so we have a time planned to spend a little bit in Hula Valley, where we can see the migration that is so prophetic. Now, we have one bus going, and we have cut it off. But we're hoping to, and it's we're hoping to get another bus. That way we could divide up into two groups of 34, I think it is, or 35, and have lots of spacious room on the bus. We have people on a wait list. We already have people going with us from Belgium and Australia and Europe, and there are four people who are on a wait list from South Africa. But we can't take them on unless we get another bus, and we need 20 for that other bus. So with those four people, and I think there are a couple of others that are on a wait list, we need about 15 or 16 more. So you could contact Ruby at 417-598-0505. That's 417-598-0505. Or you could go to Israel Tours at prayermountain.org. That's PRAYERMTN.ORG. Israel Tours at prayermountain.org. Now, Max and Guy plan to add on to that a trip into Jordan. I'm going to go on that Jordan trip for a couple of days, and then I need to get back for some things here. But I will go into Jordan when they initially go into Jordan. So, Brother Max, would you like to speak a bit about that Jordan part of the tour?
Yes, we're going to have a tour in Jordan the 30th of March. And then it's going to go up to the April 9th. And so far we have six people, I believe, interested coming from Israel to Jordan. So we will be going to the baptism site where Jesus was baptized himself by John the Baptist. And we will be going to looking at the lake from Jordan area, looking at another river called Yarmouk River in Syria. Golan Heights, we'll be going to Jerash, we'll be going to Mount Nebo. At this point, I don't think we're going to go. No, we are going to the Dead Sea on Jordan's side. I thought we're not going. No, we are going to the Dead Sea. We're going to take you for a trip also to Petra. Not many people are interested in Petra, but it's one of the seven wonders. And
it's a wonderful site, Petra. Yes.
It's beautiful. And there is many more. So you could go to our website. You could go to our website, yesuloveheals.org or .com. Yesua is spelled Y-E-S-U-A-H as in Henry, sloveheals.org or .com. Or you can call Margaret at 763-910-3203. 763-910-3203. And you will have more information on that. We're excited. Quinn and I will be there. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you don't have to go to the Israel tour to go to the Jordan tour. If you just want to go to the Jordan tour, you can just go from the Jordan tour, or you can add it on to the end of our Israel trip. You could do either way. So I thought there might be some people who maybe they can't get all that time away, but they have never seen Petra. They have never seen Mount Nebo, where Moses looked over into the Promised Land. And I'm excited to see how close everything is from the Jordan side to the Sea of Galilee.
Oh, you'll be just looking down. You'll be just looking down.
I'm sure I'll be amazed.
Oh, yes.
But now we actually know that is a part. Jordan is a part of Greater Israel. So praise the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I do hope that we can get another, probably we need about another 15 people for us to add another comfortable bus and let our South African friends go with us. Bless the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yesterday. Hallelujah, glory to God. I think the most important thing about our elections was that yesterday could happen. President Donald John Trump, welcome to and highly honored Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. And ever since the president has been in power, He has vetoed things that hurt Israel and instituted things that bless Israel. Folks, I am so relieved to know. I'm sure that things will continue and the United States of America will qualify to be a sheep nation. Now, something shocking happened. And when I first heard about it, I didn't know what to think. I was out yesterday getting what I call maintenance, getting my hair colored and I'm sure that shocks you, and getting my nails. And actually, someone told me about it, and I said, oh, I don't think that will happen. But then I watched, just before I went to bed, I watched the press conference, and President Donald John Trump introduced a shocking plan for the United States to, in his words, take over Gaza. I was surprised at the very positive and thankful response from Israel. They have banners up in Israel, huge banners in the city saying, thank you, Mr. President. They are so happy. Now, what about Gaza? Actually, Gaza, which is about 4 to 8 miles wide, depending on which part you're in, about 20 miles long, I think, not very big. It was given when the land was divided, but and Joshua came into the land with the high priest, and the Lord revealed the borders. This land was given to Judah. It belongs to Judah. It belongs to Israel. Now, Joshua then had to take the land. At the very first, they were given where the borders were of the tribes, but then they had to go through, and they had to fight, and they had to take the land, possess it. In Joshua 13:1, we see the Lord reprimanding Joshua because he had not taken Gaza. So I'm going to read to you from Joshua 13:1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, you are old and stricken in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains. all the borders of the Philistines from Egypt, and then he named the cities and the places, and Gaza is a part of that. So Joshua did not do exactly what he needed to do, and of course in the time, at that time. In Genesis 26, God said to Isaac, it was during a famine, do not leave the land. The land he was in was Gaza. So God calls it Israel's land, Gerar, Gaza. For many years, one might even say thousands of years, Israel has been an enigma. Excuse me, Gaza has been an enigma to Israel. They haven't done with it what they should. The recent history is it was for 400 years part of the Ottoman Empire. And then you know how in World War I that Ottoman Empire fell. And in 1948, the modern state of Israel was reborn. It was immediately attacked by Arab armies. And in that 1948 War of Independence, after having been 400 years in the Ottoman Empire and then a part of the British Empire occupation, after that, in 1948, when these armies attacked Israel, Gaza fell to Egypt. Egypt held Gaza only 19 years. In 1967 came the Six-Day War, and Israel got Gaza back, actually, for the first time since Old Testament times. And the Jews came and settled. The sandy land responded. It had been a desolate place. It's beautiful. It's right on the shores of the Mediterranean. It can absolutely be beautiful. Trump said it could be like another Riviera, and it could be. And we visited there for many years, and we visited that place, and we saw their hothouses. And from there, that sandy land responded first time in hundreds and thousands of years to the Jews being there. They shipped fruit and flowers and vegetables to all of Europe. But then a horrible thing happened in 2005, pressured by, I'm sorry to say, and I could have cried when he did it, pressured by President George Bush. They gave up Gaza to the Palestinian Authority. Hamas moved in. President Bush and others insisted on free elections. Hamas won. And for all the years since 2005, it became a terrorist training camp. And then the horrors of October 7 evolved. Now, folks, considering this thing that the United States has offered, that President has offered, and it seems to be Benjamin Netanyahu's happy about it, and the Israelis are happy. Everything, I can tell it in the words the Lord gives us, everything now is pointing to the end of this age, which we've called the church age, actually the sixth day. Everything now is pointing to the end of it and a new beginning. After this age, there will be a Shemitah cycle of 7 years. During that 7 years, we will have had at the first of that 7 years, we'll meet the Lord in the air and go to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Down here on earth is going Daniel's 70th week. At the end of that 7 years, the Lord comes back, as you can read in Zechariah, on his white horse of power, deals with the Antichrist, sets up his kingdom. Oh, folks. But you know what? I can tell that our words and our prayers and many things we've been getting on our Moed call, our prayers have been about all these things, these prophetic things that are happening. I listened to the press conference, watched it actually just before going to sleep, and I do believe the Lord is in what President Trump is offering. Eventually, Gaza really? Will be a part of it. Yes, sir.
Okay, if I can take just probably a minute, I just want to say this. You know, in the prayer call, the Lord has been telling us, and he told Benjamin himself in the prayer call, and he got these notes, that take the fence down, take the wall down. That was last April. And this is exactly God's plan. I just wanted people to understand, the body of Christ to understand, since 1948, it's been 77 years right now, and there is no peace. There is no two-state solution.
No.
And they're going to do just things over and over and over. So So I really truly believe, I heard from a person yesterday that the United States will be in charge of Gaza, Israel will be in charge of Gaza, and if there is a three-state solution, there is possibility that Jordan will be having some hand with Benjamin Netanyahu and the United States to keep the Arab nation in a calm way. And it's not against the people. It's the devil who is operating in them to do these things. So they want to very much, they want to plow that ground. They want to take all these tunnels out, and they want to clear it up. And they just want to have a nice, peaceful Gaza Strip belong to Israel with the authority. The authority will be over through the United States and Jordan. Now, this might change. I just wanted people to understand that the Lord has been speaking to us, and we all know this is the land of Abraham. This is the promised land. And God's word is going to, it has to come to pass, and it's coming to pass right now. Praise the Lord.
I tell you, yes, you're right. I think Jordan is going to work with them, I think, on maybe helping to place the people who've been living in Gaza somewhere else. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, not all of them. See, that's the thing. Not all of them. There's specific people, like, you know, they don't want it, you know, bad people to be in that
yeah,
region.
Yeah, and nobody
have,
can live
yeah.
there now. You can't live there now. There's no houses.
No.
There's no place to live. So it's got to be, like, you might say, even bulldozed and start over and build. I think Trump is talking about building beautiful hotels. Oh, it's a gorgeous place. We used to visit the Jews there, and their homes were right on the Mediterranean. It is absolutely gorgeous. Sandy land, of course, like beachland, like Florida. But it will be something. I really believe God's in it. And so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad you said that, Max. And there will be a cooperation in the area between Israel, as you said, and Jordan and the United States. That's great. So praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful thing. Now, as I said, everything is moving toward this great, grand end of days plan of God. He's going to clean up this whole world, folks. Right now, this is just a little bit that's getting cleaned up, this Gaza Strip. But God's going to clean up the whole world. People say heaven and hell, and that's it. No, it's not. Earth goes on. God cleans up earth. And, oh, it's a wonderful thing. Now, talking about everything looking toward the prophetic future, I received a call from Gene Wiseman. And let me get my record of the call here. Gene Wiseman is a prophet, a really true prophet. Some of you might remember years ago, he didn't even know me, and he called Brother Norval Hayes Ministry, and he was telling them about how God woke him in the middle of the night and spoke to him about a woman named Billy Brim, and about a place called Prayer Mountain, and there were ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. Some of you remember that. So Brother Wiseman called me on 2 days ago, and he said that he woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and his words were, "When I woke, I was immediately praying for you and for the purpose, the supernatural, God's purpose for Migdal Arbel." And he began to speak to me what he heard, that in a seed there is the germ of life. But that seed needs water. We plant the seed, we water it every day, and then the seed, it knows what to do. We watch it happen. And he said, his emphasis to me was not just on the buildings of Migdal Arbel, but the eternal purpose, and especially the purpose during that seven-year period, that seven-year Shemitah period, which I've spoken to you about before. And he said, he was told that we are to speak to the rock to water the grounds at Migdol Arbel, and that in those grounds there's an eternal purpose, and God has known it before creation, those very grounds where it is. It's not just for the instruction, but for the purpose. And the prayers are to look to this eternal purpose. He said he saw that there was a parallel between Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and me, Billy Brim. Her age, when she conceived, she was in her later life. And she conceived a forerunner to the Messiah. She conceived not just John, but the fulfillment of prophecy. God did not bring all of this about, Brother Reisman said to me, in your 20s or 30s. God started bringing this about into fruition when most people are retired. This is a sign, like Elizabeth was a sign. We are to speak to the rock to water the grounds, to bring forth a purpose. Jesus is that rock. Jesus is the Word, and the seed is in the Word. When Moses struck the rock, it still brought forth water. And that water had to feed millions of people and flocks, millions of sheep. But the water came forth. However, Moses was supposed to have spoken to the rock. He said that he could see me, like Elizabeth, delivering something that is a part of his glorious second appearing. Elizabeth was a part of his first of the prophetic things having to do with his first appearing. And he said he especially saw what he called the little ones who have been faithful, or not the little ones people, but the little donations. And people have been faithful through the years to give to Migdol Arbel. He said, yes, there have been mega donors, but there is a special, grand, and glorious reward, he said, for those who have been faithful, especially those who have been faithful all through the years. He said he saw, too, Caleb was older when he said, give me that land where the giants are. Give me this mountain. And like Elizabeth, he said, you and like Caleb, it's a part of being a part of a change. But he said, you are to call forth a watering of the grounds like rains in the desert. And I saw those rains and the beautiful tapestry when they came and how that desert bloomed. He said, the seed is there. The seed is in that ground. God knew in the beginning the destiny of that ground, the word seed that carries life that's there. And the water is to water the grounds. So he said to call forth the divine purpose to flood the grounds from the foundation of the world. He knew the purpose. And these people who have been apart, there's a divine end time purpose. And praise the Lord. He asked, he said he sensed that we are, you are, this prayer group is to call forth rains, spiritual rains, floods even, upon God's seed in that ground and all the seed you've planted in that ground to call it forth, to speak to the rock to bring forth water. Now, when he said that, I thought of what God told Zerubbabel. He told Zerubbabel when they were building the second temple, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit. And they spoke grace. They spoke it. They were to say grace to the rebuilding of the temple. And so, folks, in the name above every name, I'm going to ask you, wherever you are, to say this with me. We speak to the rock. Say it after me. I speak to the rock. I speak to the rock that is my Lord Jesus Christ. Bring forth the waters of the Spirit upon the grounds of Migdol Arbel. Rain fall. Floods come. seed grow and bring forth the end time purpose, end of days purpose for Migdal Arbel. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for Gene Weissman. I thank you, Father. Oh, my Jesus, for the ministry of the true prophets in this hour. Oh, Lord, open our ears. You said, and the Lord led me to read this just this week. This is in that 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Listen to the prophets, and you'll prosper. Prosper. Migdal Arbel, prosper. God's purposes in this earth, prosper. Gaza, prosper under the hand of the Lord. Oh, Fronda Makito, Fronda Makito, Fronda Makito. Bidwa shohonyo no kobri ki frana nombre kalakabidio nongoro bodo jeng diri kobra. Jeng diri kobra. Si ma korakotio nore goho shantore goho shantore kobra. Mango flapi tahalotia na kora kabinyo. Beji tu hushwa, beji tu hushwa, beji tu hushwa. Kiva la dora tashke te dini kwa. Oh, Father. Beji ho tobre, beji ho tobre, beji ho tobre. Iva le holo kambri ki di gahalai. Peshonyo no kohola kabitara kambra kadita nyo no kubrikata nyo di kora kodafe. Ise de baswa me kora kohora kubrikata kongara kodoshka tabrika tafa. Mele hitiato no koho shendi me kuato no kuba piano no nombre. Pele duhushwa, pele duhushwa. Ibele dora kompra. Pete koto hushe mera tihi shandolo kompra. Me te makata kada hala makata kanga. Mana kahala ki toto toto dobre. Pifara dushwa. Makolo kompre ki fanyo no kohoro kopi dalata. Ibele daha shandala kohora kompra. Dini koto toko hushe, dini koto hushe. Ibeli hushwa, nene kodoro gombra, prekoto kodo, prekete kata hushai. Ikele kebra halakai, yamanaka halai, atoto dodo dodo bapapa, chandero gondo hushek. Pishwa toro koto hushe. Ibeli dushwa, nchono kumbra frakatili kuro kupafkale konini kwa. Ibeli hushwa, tasito. Makuru kofenye. Ilivri hitar manakai. Mangono gondo hushekte. Kibene gondo hushwa. Para koto hushekte. Ere koto hushang chan gondo hushekte. Andara gondo hushekte. Igele toho fre. Makuru gondo husha. Meto no kupraktyano. Shade or a kapahala kafraka do go hole came balako do prefer tina. Ikala halai, ikala kahai. Oh, sabrahapito. Prophet in you no qua. Prophet in you no qua, ni kona kompital kaya no kompi krikadashke. Isha to the Gohubrakata, the Gotoho Shang Jete. Mashkura, mashkura mio. Oh, sempre italiano. E che lei cae. E che lei che mi cao. Che brati e sciandono con bronca. Ivili do do, jarago da, prakata gandanche, de keshatio, de kotosh kotonche, de kotosha, machi. Avitora mai. Avitora mai kanyo no kobre ki, taraka hai. Mashito tambre ke, prakata kobra. Chi lo don giando do goho bavito lo cobra catagne di cohura coprocchia. O fa, mascetto vande, mascetto vande. O fratito lo compri che le bratora battiglio no cobra la cai. Meco lo copra. Make a cobra fia. Anscheniete, anscheniete, Magito. Magito fele, Magito fando, Magito te. Oh, sabrito, iguassa cotange, brivrondo mica. Rivando macali doroco coscienge de co. Ya no lo copri cafracatola. Ni qua. Ni qua. Mangolo tapica de cajolai. Mi je do joie de robodo a le cabrebre de una cojo la catata cajosa. Viva la donna. Galago brevri danio no coholo cobra catifra, e gene me quae ana coholo cobra, e dianto bracata iscatan, gerigo doscatatri. Lele combra freca di hilica, maquilo combre che ti hilica, ajania naki, ajania naki, ajania naki, ajania naki. Vri vrudu juate. Bivra galonie, vete le cajalai, andalo cobre, e gli vi qua. Meglio no bambi! Meglio no bambi fia! Meglio vada cuora! Nango no bambi, meglio no lo cobrabi, lo dolce! Pegna no cuora! Brode me ne usqua! Patito, patito! Pashkin on your no cobre. Pashkin on your no gohorakai. Megelikata. Megelikihika. Oh, Shabalakika. Oh, Barakakai. Igle cobre at the beach. Manco lo cotoshai. O sapetanio. Sapetanio mio. Shabitana Milko Fre Anyamaki Kotokohorakai. Elebetonye Elebetamaniko. Parikandiana Kohorokotoshakotokotoshaki. Egelegapra Mato, 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 Mato. Pileto shanya na kohora mani. Pileto halai meka tuka pa. Anya na kohota. Bibulu dwa shanya rto. Mika na kabrakya na kadashka danshka. Kediko doshka. Et j'ai des quoi, et j'ai des manios, et j'ai des macros. Vivrato et joie, vivrato et joie, vivrato et joie. Il s'appelle Goho Shange, n'écoute pas le choc. Télécoteur, manque le Goho pas, avec les cancres. Pépetika halaila, pépetika halaila banjo. Megando, megando, megando. Pidio bande me qua e le completo chandelica. Pelletinia, pelletinia, pelletinia. Mangolo con bravito, 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 coro manai. Oh, father, my very own father. Me duo squadiglio. Mesco tu che senti te, lo colloco papalito. Ish cantora mia, ish cantora macaha la tania, ni quanto bebe le tania. Alla caia na cahalai. Agala cabretta, io non compri fritte, sciacquera, compra cataia, non compri palatita. Palatito sì, ancora compra il figlio. Cospita, disse, cospita, no. Nicolai, Nicolai, Nicolai. Meshko dobrevra. Meshko dobrevra, Nico. Meshko davino, mando. Li dua jovra, Nico. Gavilenye laka. Oh, Sabritano, Sabritano, Sabritano. Agila copre free, Ishantoro kohora katanya. E già tolai. E già tolai caca. E già tolai caca vigna. E già tolai caca vigno. Malito. Malito compre. Malito fia. Lele kataya, lele kataya. Agavara kayan koholo kapito toto yamanaka. Shtianto, shtianto fia, shtianto fia mika. Londi valito, mangala kibra, ajanyondebre vishwa donye, mekwala kayana koholo bebe, blidonya, blidonya, blidonya. Africa te mando lo sapra. quando lo cobre gagno, lo cobre podabri ve le combra, diciano non nombri, chi li cabra che ve le cohoro combre, chi li cadasco, tabrico, tabrico. Ma ci viene qua le coppa callito, le bocca pallito. Mi collogo dopo me. Meniono qua le cai. Meniono qua. Meniono chita. Oh, bless the Lord, e non lo compri che la caffè di una coca. E le tocco la capetta da coppa a lei. Cava la coppa, andando lo conosco, hambre che ti gada a sciante. E se te lo compra qua, agna ne cura con da fra pa caccia. I brutueja o tutto te cosciai. Capito mangangia. Oh, la batai. Che le compre frati shandata e belle quaca. Un pa. Moga la digna fea, mo la barabadaia, mo la barabaconga la haia, ne coro patisco non c'è. Mi sciato hosciato. Mi colloco con pafitania, ne coro con te, brechi alla lai. Mi sciano ma quarta, alla chita la cahai. I get a cabraca fra, ne cora pita langi lai. Gandila cora patania, look by the gosha dedicai. Precious, precious, precious Savior. Wondrous, wondrous, wondrous King. Glorious, glorious, glorious Father. Lord, you are our everything. To meet with one another, to meet with you. How great is this blessing? We certainly do thank you. Thank you for meeting with us once again. For using our tongues for the blessing of men. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Such an anointing today. Such an anointing to pray.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I trust all of you praying saints, he calls you the praying saints at prayer. I trust you experienced that same thing, that great anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, shall we see what we prayed about? Glory.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Okay. First statement here. Protection as force that keeps you, KEEPS, protection as force that keeps you from all harm. Yes, I can prevent. Yes, I can prevent any evil or distraction. Trump Benjamin.
Oh.
And Benjamin is in Arabic.
Hmm.
Yes.
Could you please tell me the second word
Yeah, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it again. Protection, protection as force.
Is that AS, excuse me?
Yes, AS, as force.
Okay.
Yeah. Protection as force that keeps you from all harm. Yes, I can prevent any evil or distraction. Trump Benjamin. All right. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 34:3-4, verse 7. Psalm 34:7. And Psalm 32:3-7. Psalm 34:7. Psalm 32:7. Next statement is underlined, all underlined, all of it. So it reads like this. A prayer of protection, a prayer of protection of God today, a prayer of protection of God today. Through my anointed prophet and my anointed friend and you, church, my company of the prayer. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. A prayer of protection. A prayer of protection of God today through my anointed prophet and my anointed friend and you, church, my company of the prayer. And that is the statement, and again, it's all underlined. A prayer of protection of God today through my anointed prophet and my anointed friend and you, church, my company of the prayer. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Deuteronomy 31:31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31:6. 1 Corinthians 10:13, 1-3. Proverbs 2:11. Deuteronomy 31:6. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Proverbs 2:11. Next statement. This one is underlined. Okay, not all of it, half of it. Okay, I'll read the underlined part first, but it's all one statement. Remember that you are with me. Remember that you are with me. And that I am never alone. And I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow. This is the underlying part. So I'll read it again. Remember that you are with me and that I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow.
Face, F-A-C-E?
F-A-S-C-E, yes. F-A-C-E.
F-A-C-E. Remember, you cannot face tomorrow.
Yes, F-A-C-E, you cannot face tomorrow. So remember that you are with me and that I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow. This is the underlying part. The statement goes on, without my promise today, without my promise today, choose to walk and live under my protection. Without my promise today, choose to walk and live under my protection. I'm sensing it's about protection today. Okay, I'll read the whole thing now together. Remember
yes, and
that
please tell us when to and please tell us when to underline.
Yes, start underlining now. This is the beginning of it, is underline, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
Underline part from the beginning. Remember that you are with me and that I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow. All of this underlined. Now, the non-underlined part. Without my promise today, without my promise today, choose to walk, without my promise today, choose to walk and live under my protection. And that's the whole statement. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm going to read it all over again, just from the beginning to the end, one time, one more time, and then we'll move along here. Remember that you are with me and that I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow. All of this underlined. Now, without, this part is not underlined. Without my promise today, choose to walk and live under my protection. All right, moving along. Psalm 5:11. Psalm 5:11. Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17-17. So Psalm 5:11, Zephaniah 3:17. Next statement. It's really short, but it's underlined. You are not crushed. Yeah, crushed. C-R-U-S-H-E-D. You are not crushed, and it's underlined. You are not crushed, underlined. Next statement. In this prayer, I will keep you safe. In this prayer, I will keep you safe. Stretch your hands out to me. Stretch your hands out to me. In this prayer, I will keep you safe. Stretch your hands out to me. That is the statement. In this prayer, I will keep you safe. Stretch your hands out to me. Next scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. 2 Corinthians 4. Chapter 4:8-9. Next statement. New life covered under, new life covered under the protection of God. New life covered under the protection of God. Nothing can separate you from my love. New life covered under the protection of God. Nothing can separate you from my love. Now, the same statement, the rest of it is underlined. I haven't read that part yet. It's a very long statement. So after love, this part is underlined. Rest all of you today. Rest all of you today. Focus on knowing, focus on or on knowing there is a bigger plan. A bigger plan, and I have chosen you for greater things. Rest all of you today. Focus on knowing there is a bigger plan, and I have chosen you for greater things. Okay, now the whole statement read like this. New life, covered under the protection of God. Nothing can separate you from my love. This part is underlined. Rest all of you today. Focus on knowing. Focus on knowing there is a bigger plan, and I have chosen you for greater things. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I believe you got all of it, Miss Billy. Okay.
Yes, sir, I think so.
Moving along here. Next scripture, John 10. John 10, 28. Yeah. John 10, 28 through 30, 30. John 10, 28 through 30. John 10, 28, 30. 2 Samuel 22, verses 3 and 4. 2 Samuel 22, verses 3 and 4. All right. Next statement. Living for me is not easy. Living for me is not easy. But living for me is very easy. Okay, I'll start all over again. Living for me is not easy. But living for me is very easy because I am your God, because I am your God who watches over you. The end of it is underlined. Okay, let me read it from the beginning so we get all of it written down first. Living for me is not easy, but living for me is very easy because I am your God who watches over you. Now, the end of the statement is underlined. It's the same statement. So after over you is underlined. Keep your mind on my words. Keep your mind on my words. So keep your mind on my words is underlined. The rest is not. I'll read all of it again now. Living for me is not easy, but living for me is very easy. Because I am your God who watches over you. This part is underlined. Keep your mind on my words. Okay. Next scripture. Romans 14:1-4. Romans 14, verses 8 and 9. Romans 14, 8 and 9. 2 Timothy 2:22. 2 Timothy 2:22. James 5:16-16. James 5:16, Romans 14:8 and 9, 2 Timothy 2:22, James 5:16. All right. This statement is underlined. And it reads like this. All of it is underlined. When you see the weight, when you see the weight of the world.
Could you spell that weight, please?
W-E-I-G-H-T.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When you see the weight of this world on your shoulders, turn to your faith. Turn to your faith for strength and guidance. You will find comfort. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined, if I didn't say that. All underlined. When you see the weight of the world on your shoulders, turn to your faith for strength and guidance. You will find comfort. And that is the statement. All right. Wow, there's more. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 2, verse 8. Proverbs 2:8. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Next statement. So Proverbs 2:8. Isaiah 40:31. Next statement. When you remain patient, when you remain patient and refuse to give up, when you remain patient and refuse to give up, I will always come for you in that time of need. Okay, that's a statement. I'll read it again. When you remain patient and refuse to give up, I will always come for you in that time of need.
No, I need to get that. I will always, and then what is the next word?
I will always come for you.
Come for you.
In that, come for you.
Okay, got it. In that time of need.
In that time of need, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Psalm 23, verse 4. I know that one. Psalm 23, 4. Psalm 31, 4. Psalm 31, 31, verse 4. All right. This is the last statement here, but it's underlined. Oh, there's another scripture below it. Okay. This statement is underlined. You have my protection. You have my protection. There is nothing that can harm you, church. Excuse me. You have my protection. There is nothing that can harm you, church. And it's all underlined. You have my protection. There is nothing that can harm you, church. All right. Oh. Psalm 91. He gave us the whole psalm. Psalm 91. Trust in me. There you have it. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How wonderful.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Protection as force that keeps you from all harm. Yes, I can prevent any evil or distraction. Trump, Benjamin. And that Benjamin in Arabic.
Yes.
Psalm 34:7. Ha! The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. Hallelujah. And I like that in either the King James or the New American. I don't like the ESV on that one. It says shouts of deliverance. And actually, it's a certain type of song. I know the Hebrew word. Songs of deliverance. Now underlined. A prayer of protection of God today through my anointed prophet and my anointed friend. And you, church, my company of the prayer. All underlined. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you may be able to endure it. Proverbs 2:11. Discretion, this is the King James, discretion will preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. This is the ESV, discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you. Let me see what those words are. Watch is shamar and guard is asar. Okay. Hallelujah. Now this part is underlined. Remember that you are with me and that I am never alone. You cannot face tomorrow, all of that underlined, and then not underlined, without my promise today. Choose to walk and live under my protection. Psalm 5:11. Let all who take refuge in me be glad. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exalt you. Now, for this one, I like the ESV. It uses the word protection. You see, sometimes there's different translations, and sometimes he'll use the word that a certain translation uses. So, hallelujah. In this case, I like the ESV. Now, Zephaniah, because it speaks of singing here again, let them ever sing for joy. And it uses that same word, renan, that was used in the other one. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with loud singing. Hallelujah. And here again, it's that word, rena. Hallelujah. Underlined, you are not crushed. And not underlined. In this prayer, I will keep you safe. Stretch your hands out to me. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, 24. Now may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved unto the coming, blameless unto the coming of our Lord God. Faithful is he who called you, who will also do it. That's one of my favorite verses. I say it almost every day. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And let me say, always say things like the Bible says it. Don't say body, soul, and spirit. Say spirit, soul, and body. Okay, here we are, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And I'm going to use, you can use either one of these, ESV or the New American, because they both use the word crushed. King James does not. Here's the ESV. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. New life covered under the protection of God. Nothing can separate you from my love. And then underlined, rest all of you today. Focus on knowing there is a bigger plan, and I have chosen you for greater things.
Hallelujah.
John 10. Isn't that great? John 10, 28 through 30. And I give unto them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hands. I and the Father are one. 2 Samuel 22:3-4. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. And guess what that word is? Hamas. You save me from Hamas. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. and I am saved from my enemies. I think when you send this to our friends, Quinn, I would put that word, after that word violence, I would put parentheses, Hebrews, Hamas, which is C-H-A-M-A-S. I think God's specifically pointing that out.
Yeah.
Living for me is not easy, but living for me is very easy because I am your God who watches over you. Underlined. Keep your mind on my words. You know, living for God in the flesh, it would not be easy. But living for him with the cognizance that he's your God and he's watching over you, and if you keep your mind on his words, then it's easy, very easy.
Yes.
But not easy without that part, with knowing that God watches over you and keeping your mind on his word. Romans 14:8-9. For if we live, we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. 2 Timothy 2:22. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. James 5:16. Confess your sins, your faults or sins, one to another, and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray for one another, that you may be healed and restored. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Hallelujah. And now underline, when you see the weight of this world on your shoulders, turn your faith for strength and guidance. Turn to your faith for strength and guidance. You will find comfort. All underlined. I think that particularly might go to the first two people he addressed this to. Because I definitely think they probably feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. So reading that again.
I'm sensing protection and prayer for protection over everything happened in the last 24 hours. My goodness.
Yes.
In the last almost 3 weeks. Yeah.
I do too. And I think a whole lot of this, of course, the church is in on it. His covenant people are in on it. But I think this is particularly applicable to President Donald John Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. When you see the weight of this world on your shoulders, turn to your faith for strength and guidance. You will find comfort. Proverbs 2:8. Okay, this is the King James. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of the saints, of his saints. That's a good thing. Way is Derek. I like the King James on that. He keeps the paths of justice or judgment and preserves the Derek, the way of his saints.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo! I take that. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I walk in that. I really do. I don't get weary. And the Lord strengthens me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Now, when you remain, is it patience or patient?
P-A-T-I-E-N-T.
Okay, when you remain patient and refuse to give up, I will always come for you in that time of need. Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
We're going to do that.
Yes.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 31, 4. You pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. See, that's like a trap.
Yeah.
They set traps. But God, even for Benjamin and for President Trump, the enemy has traps set. But God draws them out of them and draws you and me out of them. We don't know,
yes.
And I don't think we will know until later, and we can see more in the spirit how many traps he's rescued us from. You have my protection, and this is all underlined. You have my protection. There is nothing that can harm you, church. And then we have Psalm 91, and I'm going to use this for, I'm going to say this right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm going to get my Psalm 91 out that I have in my healing scriptures, because I made it personal. Whoever sits in the secret place of the Most High, Elyon, shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, Elyon, in whom I trust. For he delivers me from the snare of the fowler. You see, that's that same thing.
Yeah.
And that's that same word. He delivers you from the trap they set. And from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with his pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I am not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. For the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Jehovah, art my refuge. I have made the Most High, Elyon, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent I trample underfoot. Therefore, my heavenly Father says to me, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. That whole Psalm 91 is protection. He talked about protection today. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail about this, but I want to tell you that I think those two plane crashes had demonic causes. I had just talked to my son and his wife, Candace and Chip, pastors down at the Glorious Church, on the phone, and a certain little demonic activity had taken place against one of their church members. And I said, now, the Lord showed me years ago that demons travel in bunches, in packs. In that little town of Collinsville years ago, 7 suicides took place among young people. And the Lord showed us this so we could run them out of town, and we did. And you can. And so I told my son and his wife, Candace and Chip, you're going to need to take authority and don't let it raise its ugly head and run those, don't let it come back and bother someone else. Well, I had just told them that, and the second plane crash occurred, and they called me right away. Candace said, we're going to call your mother. She said, do you think this could be demonic? Yes, I do. The prince of the power of the air operates there. You don't know what he said to the pilots. You don't know what he's done here and there. I really expect he's got a third one planned. You know how the Bible says things happen in three? But, folks, we can keep that from happening. He's after cities right now. Look at the cities, those involved, Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, our founding cities. So his activity is all kinds of craziness. So sit in your seat of authority every morning. Get that little book of mine, Authority of Believer and How to Do It. Sit yourself down. Maybe you're driving, or maybe you're on a bus, or maybe I don't know what you're doing. But make sure you tell that devil what he can't do. And you take authority, I say, over you demons in the powers of the air, in my realmdom. I have a realmdom. I have an assigned habitational authority. So be faithful to do that. Keep your city safe in Jesus' name. I believe there will not be another plane crash, because I believe the saints of God are going to sit in their seats of authority for these next 4 years and for this next now and hallelujah. Am I afraid to fly? Absolutely not. But I don't get on a plane without saying, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over this plane. Nose to tail, wingtip to wingtip, top to bottom, every part working and non-working. Spirit of the living God, fly through the pilots. And we will pass over too, and then I name wherever. And I know that if something were I couldn't overcome, let's say the pilot was drunk or something, the Lord would tell me. So, praise God, hallelujah. Years ago, I got a $2 million mile tag from American Airlines. That's years ago. I'm not a bit afraid. I'll never be afraid, and I'll never go down in a plane crash. I can just tell you that right now, because I take my authority over the demons, and God gave it to me. So, hallelujah. I'll see you at 5 minutes after 12.
No, really?
Yes.
Very quick here. Last Thursday, I had a dream of a third plane. I didn't see it crashing. I saw it hovering over a city. Now, the city, I don't have a name for the city. It could be Minneapolis. It could be Chicago. It could be Dallas. But it's a big jet, like 747 or 737, something in that regard. And I shared that last Sunday in our service here. And I overheard, I didn't really look at online or to find out, but I overheard there's a jet was over Chicago, I think 4 days ago or something like that, but it didn't crash. So I don't know, that could be it. We've been praying for that not to happen. Amen. I totally agree with you. We have to stop.
Yeah, see, that's what I knew. I knew there was a third one. The devil had a third one planned, but see, you all got it. You got it. We got it. But we have to keep getting it, folks, every single day. Sit in your seat of authority. Why? Because every single day he makes accusations against the saints, but they overcome him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Shalom, shalom. Looking forward to seeing him, being with you and with the Lord at 12:05 or 5 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Glad you shared that, brother. Shalom, shalom.
Yes. Shalom, shalom.